Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Gator calls heads, and it is tails. And let me see here. I will receive.
Oh, that was thought out, Doug.
I know, right?
I mean, really.
I'm trying to figure out which questions I want to answer first.
All right, here we go. Question number one, guys. Indiana smoked Illinois 63-10. They play at Iowa Saturday. Of the Iowa game, Cignetti said, Iowa's a tough place to play. They sell out almost every Saturday. It's loud. We're going to have to play well. This will be a challenge, a more difficult challenge than the last one for sure. Do you like Cignetti?
Shots fired at Illinois.
That's right.
Let me be clear. He is so good for Indiana and Indiana football. He's probably the best thing that's happened to them, and I can't stand him. I cannot stand him. Does anyone like someone telling you how right they are about everything? Does anyone like that? How great they are? It's honestly annoying, but his line when he got hired, Google me, I win. First, I thought it was kind of a funny line, and then I realized, no.
He's just
no, he's that kind of arrogant, smarmy jerk. He's the worst, and he's so impressed with himself. Screw that guy. Great for Indiana. And if I were an Indiana fan, I'd love him. But if he ever has a step back, oh, coaches are going to run up the score.
Look, I respect him as a coach. He's clearly one of the better motivators and teachers, but he comes in too hot for me to really get on board and like the guy. He's perhaps even great, but I'm not a fan of cockiness at all when it comes to that. But I do love the effect it has on Indiana. I love that all the students are at the games. They're packing that place. I love that Indiana is relevant. Mm-hmm. And they deserve to be relevant. I love that there's a new rooster in the hen house, so to speak, of the Big Ten. And you talk about the cock of the walk. This guy is trying to be that. I think we'll have a different opinion if they're able to. I don't know if they play Penn State this year, but if they beat Penn State, they might change my opinion. I'll just love the guy.
I think they only play at Oregon.
So I like him for Indiana. I like him for the Big Ten. I like him for college football, but I don't really like him. You know, so I'm kind of on the same board as you guys. I think this is one of the things that separates college football and the pros, which I want them to be separate, by the way, is the coaches. They're able to have these type of personalities, and I think it is good. But I think it's real, Doug. You're right. I think he needs some humility, though, and that goes a long way, for me at least. But like I said, I go back to my original answer. I do like him for Indiana and college football.
They do play at Oregon and at Penn State. Good luck.
So, yeah, I guess we're all in agreement on Cignetti. Like him for the game, but not necessarily want to chill with this guy.
Yeah.
All right, Ohio State is number one in the country. But have they been the most impressive team so far?
I don't think they've been the most impressive team, but I think Ohio State's pretty damn great. But I think Miami, what they've done is more impressive. They started the season. Look, Ohio State beat Texas to start the year 14-7. That was impressive. Very impressive, but I like what Miami did. They beat Notre Dame to start the year. A lot of hype about that game, too. Their defense is no joke. They've got playmakers there that just really want to tear your head off. They're back to their old swagger of the U days, and I'm curious to see what they're going to do. They have a bye this week. It's next week when they go to Tallahassee to take on Florida State. That's going to be a massive game, but I really have been impressed with what Miami's done. Plus, they got a big-time college transfer quarterback in Carson Beck, got him away from Georgia, and they're making things happen there.
In Doug Palm, Miami's number one. And this is the problem with rankings and preseason rankings. I think the rankings should be who has earned it on the field in the snapshot of time that is that season. Not who do you think is the best team. Miami's resume is, I think, almost easily the best. They beat Notre Dame, South Florida, who's legit, and Florida. And you could say, oh, Notre Dame's 1-2 or Florida's not what they used to be. They're better than like Georgia State or Jacksonville State or Bethune-Cookman or all these other teams that schools are fattening up on. So I think they've earned it. I agree with you, Miami.
You two fools. It's clearly Miami. The Hurricanes have beaten two ranked opponents. They've turned in another complete performance with a 19-point win over Florida. This is their highest ranking since 2017. And just maybe, Carson Beck is finally good. I've been asking this his whole college career. Is this guy supposed to be good? Maybe he is this year. All right, no team outside the power conferences are ranked. Should there be one?
North Texas deserves a look. Ohio U deserves a look. But, yeah, South Florida deserves to be ranked. They held Boise to 7 points. Since then, Boise has averaged 50 points a game. Yeah, South Florida lost to Miami. We just talked about how good Miami is. But they also beat Florida, which, again, better than a lot of teams that get fattened up on non-conference cupcakes. So, yeah, I would put South Florida in my top 25.
It's tough to say that any of them belong in there, but if I'm going to pick one, I'm going to go with North Texas, the Mean Green. First of all, the name Mean Green is fantastic.
It's awesome.
I believe North Texas is also where a bunch of professional wrestlers matriculated from, including Stone Cold Steve Austin. So that's kind of cool. But beyond that, they average 47 points. They average 47 points a game. They smoked Washington State. Now, Washington State isn't what they have been, but it's still a name program, right? Yep. 59-10. Then they went out and beat Army last week in a back-and-forth showdown, 45-38. They're putting up points. If I'm going to go with one, I'm going to go with the Mean Green.
Probably not, guys, and this is the way they want it. They want the power conferences only, all right? They don't want the crap conferences like you call them in college basketball, Gator, even in this dance. So goodbye to the small schools. Hello to only the big, powerful schools with all the money. This is the new college football. Sorry, guys. No more small schools.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know The Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
All right, last Saturday, as Maryland was blasting Wisconsin, chants of Fire Fickle rained down from the fans. Will Fickle survive?
I don't think he will, and I'm amazed, and yet I'm not amazed. It's Luke Fickle, and I hate to be fickle about Fickle, but I'm going to be. Remember when Luke Fickle had to take over at Ohio State and how bad they were? They were kind of handcuffed there but with the quarterback situation, but they were still Ohio State, and they weren't good at all. And then Urban Meyer came in and went undefeated right away. Luke Fickle went on and became a pretty good coach elsewhere.
Cincinnati.
Michigan State went out and did their coaching search. They had Luke Fickle. He was ready to come on board. And then the last second, he had a change of heart. And Spartan fans were really down the doldrums about that. And then Mel Tucker had a couple good seasons. We were all better about it. But Luke Fickle going to Wisconsin has been a disaster. Wisconsin's been this great, steady program. Barry Alvarez took it to new heights and turned things over. Pep Bielema was great. Heck, even the guy who was the coordinator for Notre Dame, whoever it was, that took over there for a little bit.
Paul Chryst.
Even Paul Chryst did okay. For Luke Fickle to completely drop the ball with this team, they've lost their identity, what they are. It's pathetic. He's got to go.
Paul Christ had a 723 winning percentage at Wisconsin. The current athletic director, Chris McIntosh, fired him and brought in Luke Fickell, who's 15-15. I think that AD is tied to Luke Fickell, and the buyout's $25 million. I think he survives this year because I think McIntosh is tied to him. And, you know, he made a controversial decision to move on from Christ. And Christ had adopted and was part of the Wisconsin identity. The W on the side of the helmet now stands for why? Why did you change away from Wisconsin power football?
They're going to need some of that Kohl's cash to buy him out.
And the irony is McIntosh was seen with Mike McCarthy at a Wisconsin volleyball game this week. And everyone's going, ooh, McCarthy. And I'm like, he's not going to show up in public with a guy he might be interviewing. You'd meet him in a ballroom in a hotel in Kenosha. You wouldn't let anybody see you with him. So, but I think he survives.
I think I've been to that card show in Kenosha, actually. It's not bad. No, he's not going to survive, man. This is college football coaches are hired to be fired. And the buyout thing, I don't even think matters to schools anymore. Some of these exorbitant amounts that they're willing to pay up just to get, you know, the fan base back on their side. And college football matters so much now that I don't think he lasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.